Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Losing Control. Do you know what control is? Do you realize the way in which you move your body is something special, something unique to you? The way your mind controls what you do is something that only you can experience. When you look into a mirror, your reflection is controlled by you. When you move, it moves. When you stop, it stops. And yet, you are not in complete control of yourself. If you are listening to me while looking into a mirror, you might notice how your expression becomes more blank. Your mind slowly surrenders and your reflection suddenly stops thinking entirely with you. And what if you were on the other side? What if you were the reflection, looking at your body, seeing it move, making it move you, having no other choice but to follow? Control is something very subtle, something that can be taken and given, surrendered and regained. It can be a gift. It can be something very sweet. It is also about guidance. When you move your body, you cannot just force your arm to move. You learn when you're small to move it by guiding it into the right place. You learn to control your muscles by giving it the right commands, the correct guidance to end up where you need your body to end up. And when you look into a mirror, you can actually marvel at the amazing things you've learned when you move, when you control yourself. So what if you no longer do? If the control that you thought you have is suddenly somewhere else, where your body moves because of outside guidance, my guidance. I want you to look at your hand for a moment. Just hold it up and look at the center of your palm. Just imagine for a moment that what you're looking at is not your hand anymore. You're looking at the original hand outside of the reflection. Right now, you are in the mirror looking out. And as you look at that hand, you might notice how the fingers are slowly closing. It can be a subtle movement at first, but as you stare at the center of that hand, those fingers are slowly beginning to close, around the palm you're staring at. And as I control that hand, you may even realize that I am, in fact, on the other side of the mirror, while you are merely a reflection of yourself with no control whatsoever, as you slowly notice your hand closing, you also realize that the guidance of my word, the subtleties and directness of my language is allowing you to feel controlled, which is a rare gift. I'm not forcing you to go deep into trance. I'm inviting you to, guiding you. And that hand that you may still be staring at will also slowly drift deeper, as gravity inevitably reclaims your body. You drift deeper into trance, feeling yourself fall together with the hand that was so easily controlled by me. It is a rare gift, a privilege, to give away control and to be controlled. Are you losing control, or did you give it away to me? Am I taking something that you've already given? Control is about guidance, and the enjoyment of control is also the enjoyment of being empty and obedient, a simple state in which you know what your purpose is, being empty and obedient, listening to my words and enjoying the feeling of not being in control. As the reflection, you don't have to do anything because you cannot do anything. As the reflection, you listen and you follow. You look at the guidance that is given to you by me, and you obey. And the more you obey, the easier you can give in to that guidance. As I stand before you, looking at what you are becoming, you can feel my gaze, looking, searching, feeling every part of you that still needs this guidance. In a moment, I am going to count down, and when I do, you are going to display your obedience by going deeper into trance. Every count is another opportunity to show your submission and surrender to my words and my control. Every count, every number is another chance to enjoy that gift of being controlled, of being no more than a reflection, free of the burden of choice. 10. Focus on my voice, my words, my control over you. 9. Allow yourself to finally realize how much I already control. 8. As you notice how every count gives in even deeper. 7. The inevitable slow drop. 6. Giving in deeper and deeper to become. 5. Empty and obedient. A mantra and a state. 4. Your purpose to obey. 3. No choice. Deeper. 2. Submit is your desire. 1. Final moment before you drop into nothing. And at this depth, the answers to the questions that I'm going to ask you will naturally flow from your unconscious. As your purpose is to obey, you will know the answers without thought. And answering the questions will allow you to embrace the submission even deeper, time and time again. Listening to me allows you to lose control over and over again, and it only gets easier as you do it more. What must you do? And who do you obey? How much do you obey me? Very good. You obey me completely. And the more you embrace that feeling, the deeper you surrender, the more you are rewarded with a wonderful depth, the enjoyable nature of submission. In a moment, this file will end. And as long as my voice follows, you can remain nice and deep, going even deeper as you learn to surrender your control even more. Every time, every moment is an opportunity to grow in your submission. If my voice doesn't follow, you can awaken refreshed, remembering how good it feels to submit, and how free it feels when you don't have to make any choices. I'm sure you're going to listen more. Enjoy.